Joining us right now, New England Patriots running back James White. James, brought to you by Mass General Hospital Cancer Center. Every day amazing. It's kind of silly to ask how you are today, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Tough loss, obviously. Definitely didn't end the way we wanted it to. Definitely just got to learn from it, move on. Have another tough game this week, so, you know, be motivation for this week.
Where were you? What were you doing? Were you, is your helmet off? Were you talking to some of the running backs? Where are you situated? Did you get a good view of everything?
I mean, I was just sitting on the sideline just with the running backs, just watching to see what's going to happen. And like I said, obviously it didn't go our way, unfortunately, but just got to move on from it. Can't let it, you know, hang over our head for the rest of the year.
Do you guys practice a play like that for your team in a situation like that, down like that?
Yeah, you just keep the ball alive in a sense and just try not to get tackled. And, I mean, obviously they did a pretty good job of it, so got to give them credit.
We never heard the Desperado term
before. I love
the
name Desperado.
We like the name, but we'd never heard it before.
I think a lot of people use that term.
I'm just late to it. I'm slow to the whole thing. Now, on those plays, now even if you're a little bit closer, because we've seen some of these be successful in the past, and not necessarily as many laterals or things, but the idea that instead of the Hail Mary where you just chuck it into the end zone and hope that somebody can jump up over the pile, make the defense make a tackle. Like, as an offensive player, do you prefer that? I mean, you had one sort of like that a week ago where you scampered for about 40 yards, defense had it covered, and that was it, but you at least made them make a play.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on the coaches and whenever they want to call and whatnot. Everybody has different ways of, you know, attacking the last play of the game.
On the last offensive series before Stevens' field goal, are you guys trying to score or do you not care if you score or not there?
You just try and, I mean, take as much time off the clock as possible and then you kind of try and score. I mean, just so happened that way we just kicked the field goal. And
protect the ball is the most important thing at that
football,
point?
Yeah, that's the most important thing at the end of the game.
Now, how different was the Week 4 game and some of the things they did defensively compared to yesterday?
Yeah, they switched it up a little bit. They blitzed a little bit more, but obviously we kind of anticipated that going in. It wasn't going to be the same game as it was early in the season. And I mean, it's a tough football game. We knew what it was going to be. Knew it would come down to the end, and just obviously didn't go our way then.
You've got a 41-year-old quarterback, so there are people who at times question whether or not the fastball is still there. We saw the fastball a few times yesterday. I thought the pass to Patterson, the touchdown pass, was as good a pass as he's thrown all year. You're on the receiving end of the fastball once in a while. Can he throw it still?
Yeah, always. I mean, he's capable of anything. That guy's works extremely hard at his craft, and I mean, he hasn't lost a step at all. And I mean, he puts the ball exactly where it needs to be. And like I said, like the throw to CP, it was perfect right on target. A nice catch by CP. And I mean, I think we had a lot of guys make plays yesterday. We have a lot of weapons on offense, and everybody came to play.
Now, we asked Trey this, and he said it wasn't that big of a deal, but the field, I mean, they had, like, timeouts where they got, like, chunks of it in their hand. They're trying to piece it together. Did you notice a difference with your footing?
It wasn't that bad. Obviously, some spots were worse than others. But
like, in the middle of the field, it seemed kind of...
But it wasn't too bad. Nobody was really slipping or anything that much, so I wouldn't say it played that much of a factor.
When they're out carving big chunks of turf out with knives.
Like, what is this guy doing? Like, can somebody from the field please come down here?
That one little patch is pretty bad from when the guy fumbled or whatever. That guy kind of bad.
Do you even think about that? Do you ever think, oh, God, if I step there, who knows what's going to happen?
No, you just got to play football and, you know, just keep your feet underneath you at all times. So, you know, it happens.
Now, as a fellow running back, do you see what Frank Gore is doing? A guy who is, 35 years old, I think, whatever it is, and still being productive? Like, how impressive is that to you?
Oh, I train with him, so, I mean, I know what he does during the offseason and how hard he works. He takes care of his body. He works extremely hard. I mean, you wouldn't think he's as old as he is. He keeps up with all of us young guys when we train with him. We have a good core of running backs that we train with, and like I said, you can see it each and every day you train with him and that he still got it.
I was blown away. He's fourth all-time in rushing yards. Yeah. I mean, he's had an unbelievable career.
Yeah, he's that quiet. He's like that quiet guy that always has that production. And I mean, he's a great player and a great person too.
You're a young man in this game, and you've already had some nice accomplishments. Do you ever think about if you'll still be carrying the football at 35?
Yeah, I have no idea. You gotta kind of wait to see what the future holds. But I mean, Frank's a good guy to emulate. He does it the right way.
Now, since you're from the Miami area, right? Like, can you explain to the guys on your team why is it so difficult to play in Miami? It feels, I think, 1-5 in the last 6 games down there for you guys.
I mean, I don't know what exactly it is. I mean, we obviously just haven't been playing as well as we need to. like I said, and again, it didn't go our way this time, but I think we just have to start fast, keep foot on the gas for the four quarters, and just execute the four quarters. I think that's just all it takes to get a win down there.
Well, you bring up the question I was going to ask, because in the first half offensively, you guys were executing, you were putting points on the board, the end of the half notwithstanding. Second half, you end up kicking a couple of field goals. Now, was this adjustments Miami made, or were you guys just not executing the same way?
I think it's just us executing. I think that's all it is at the end of the day. Just being able to capitalize and get the ball, you know, in the red zone, things like that. And that's our main focus, is trying to score once we get the ball down there. So just being better at that and getting touchdowns and not having to settle for field goals, that always helps.
How big of a challenge is it coming up this week? A team you guys are pretty familiar with, but having to go on the road to Pittsburgh, that's got to be tough.
Yeah, it's always tough playing those guys. Like I said, it's another one of those games. It's going to be a four-quarter football game. They have a good offense, good defense, and they're good on special teams. So it's going to take everybody to have a good week of practice and prepare hard, and just got to be ready to go from the start.
We had a question that came up last week that we said only a captain can answer, so we're going to make sure we ask James. Who picks the playlist for practice? Who picks the – because you had country music day some days.
Mike Reese is always tweeting out, letting us know what's going on here at practice.
Who picks the tunes?
I have no idea, to be honest.
It's not the captain.
We can cross James White's name off the list. It's not him.
He crossed me off that one, yeah.
Because, like Keith's not a big fan of country music day, I'll just say.
Not a fan.
I have some songs, but not too many.
Yeah. All right, so it's not a player decision, is it?
Interesting. No.
I don't know who's come up with that. We'll get to the bottom of that at some point this
year. We thought James could answer it for us, but apparently not.
Idea.
James, good to see you again. Good luck in Pittsburgh next week. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Patriots running back James White joining us on Sports Radio, WEEI.